Testimony Regarding Sister Noyes. Battle Creek, Michigan, January 24, 1863. I was shown the case of Sister Noyes. She has a work to do. There must be a great reformation in her life before she can be a true Christian. She holds herself ready to be tried, or to make a man an offender for a word. She will not submit to be disciplined or to be reproved. Her spirit rises in rebellion to all reproof. Such a spirit is wholly unbecoming to a Christian, and unless Sister Noyes entirely changes in this respect, the cause of God is far better off without her influence than with it. God wants well-disciplined soldiers in His army, and He will accept no others. These who rebel because they are drilled and will not do duty because corrected for some mismove or misdemeanor are dismissed as worthless. I saw, Sister Noyes, as soon as your track was crossed, a determined spirit takes possession of you. Evil angels control your mind. You have a strong spirit opposed to the one who has crossed your wishes or will, and Satan carries your feelings to such a pitch that you lose self-possession and have spasms which pass by the name of heart disease. Sister Noyes's heart is really affected, but by self-possession and self-control, and by keeping her temper within bounds, she can prevent most of these spasms and can overcome them. But she yields herself so often to the control of Satan that he manages to suit himself and lead her captive. The disease of the heart is deeper seated and of longer duration than even Sister Noyes is aware of. By giving way to her own unyielding, strong will, and acting out her feelings, and feeling opposed to any reproof or correction from anyone, she has developed a large, diseased spot upon her heart, which promises to prove fatal to her eternal interest, and can only be washed away by the blood of Christ. Your heart must be affected by the truth, and you must be refined, purified, and fitted up for Christ's kingdom, or you will fall out by the way. You get into a pet at anything that does not please you, and give yourself right up into the hands of Satan. This destroys your confidence in yourself, and you have no confidence to go to God in prayer for yourself. If you are thus easily offended, you will be a great burden and injury to the cause of truth. You will finally ruin your own soul and lose heaven at last. There is but little mutual love, forbearance, and Christian grace manifested in your family. By your course, you attract evil angels in your dwelling and drive pure, holy angels from you. Angels flee from such a place. They will not abide where there is bickering and strife and hatred, jealousy, impatience, and temper manifested. You do not see yourself, Sister Noyes. You do not realize how God looks upon your acts and doings. You do not realize that angels are watching to see whether you are forming a Christian character worthy of everlasting life. Angels are weighing moral worth. It is a fearful, solemn time. Our acts and doings are passing in review before God. We are doing up work for eternity. It is no time now to sport upon the brink of ruin. God calls upon you, Sister Noyes, to reform. Submit to be corrected by your brethren. Subdue your strong, jealous, passionate spirit. By patient continuance in well-doing, seek for glory, immortality, and eternal life. The final reward is to be given to the faithful, persevering, self-denying Christian. It is left for you, Brother and Sister Noyes, to choose life or death. The great work is before you. The truth of God, when you get hold of it as you should, will elevate you, will refine your taste, sanctify your judgment, and make you more like Christ, more heavenly-minded. You are weaker than children. You have not endured hardness as soldiers of Jesus Christ. Redeem the time. Take hold of the work as you never have done before. Set a godly example before your children. Restrain them. Discipline them. We are now in God's great workshop where we are being hewed and refined. If any will not submit to this fitting up process, they can never fill a place in God's great building which is coming together without the sound of axe or hammer. The work of preparation is to be done here. Every stroke is to be given here. And then, if we are at last found without blemish, we shall see the King in his beauty and possess everlasting life. To Brother and Sister Noyes. To be kept in the hands of Brother Maynard after Brother and Sister Noyes have read it. I have no copy. Ellen G. White.